And with these school shootings, we put together who was on the drugs, and it turned out an unbelievable amount of these school shooters had been taking antidepressants or something similar. My bosses were courageous in allowing me to go forward with, you know, a lot of pieces on this issue, and, you know, hopefully it's made a difference.
Two years ago, 16-year-old Corey Badsgard took a rifle to his high school and held 23 classmates hostage. Just one more apparently unexplainable violent outburst at school. Unexplainable to everyone but Corey's dad.
And no doubt that the medication did this. I mean, he had amnesia, you know, hallucinations earlier, which are all side effects of the medication.
We found a disturbing number of recent school shooters were either on medication or were experiencing withdrawal.
The list includes 15-year-old Kip Kinkle withdrawing from Prozac when he shot 22 classmates after murdering his mother and stepfather. 14-year-old Elizabeth Bush on Prozac when she blasted away at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. 18-year-old Jason Hoffman on Effexor and Celexa when he opened fire at his California high school. 15-year-old Sean Cooper on a mix of antidepressants when he shot students in Idaho. 15-year-old TJ Solomon, also on a mix of antidepressants, when he aimed his shotgun at classmates in Conyers, Georgia. And 17-year-old Eric Harris, on Luvox, when he and partner Dylan Klebold killed 12 classmates and a teacher in the bloodiest school massacre yet.